5 specific interventions that you promise, contract with yourself, that you will do in a situation where you are really tempted to act out. And these interventions are to act as deterrents, to help you, particularly when logical thinking is going to be offline or going offline. They do need to be difficult enough to do so that they will serve as a deterrent to you acting out in the future. Let me read you what a contract with one particular client might look like. I, John Smith, do hereby contract with myself or with Gary McFarlane, your therapist, that prior to my acting out, brackets, which means, so actually set out what your action acting out means. For example, you could say, all the things that I put in my, remember the 3 circles exercise? The okay behaviors, the not okay behaviors, the iffy behaviors in the middle. Well, the acting out are all the things you put in your not okay behaviors. So what you're saying here is, prior to my acting out, which means all the things in my not okay behaviors, that I will engage in and complete the following 5 tasks. Number 1. Oh, this is a bit trite really, but it's an example. I'll go for a walk. I think you could find something better than that. Number 2. I will call someone on my safety net. The safety net is that support structure that we talked about in the previous session. The inner circle, the middle circle, the outer circle of people. Ideally, you're going to call somebody in your inner circle, but if they're not available, you're going to have to move to your middle circle. But ideally, somebody from your inner circle. You will contact them and tell them what's going on for you. This next one, once again, I'm sure you can find something that works better for you. This example, though, is I will do 50 push-ups, press-ups, as fast as I can. Will that really help? I'm not entirely sure, but it's an example. Number 4, I will read my pillars 1 to 12. That's certainly a good thing to do, because the pillars are there to try to reset you. You should have been doing the pillars anyway, on a daily basis. Number 5, I will call and make an appointment to see my therapist within a day. I hope that will be possible. I'm sure I can make it possible, but you will phone and you will explain, there's some stuff going on for me, I need a session please, and I'm sure we can accommodate that. If after doing all the above activities you still choose to act out, so actually write this as a part of the contract, this is a part of what you're writing, if after doing all the above activities I still choose to act out, I will do the following 2 consequences. Number 1, I will schedule and attend a session with my therapist and explain the relapse. Number 2, just an example, remember, you can find your own, but number 2, I will donate 1 hour per day, 5 days per week for 2 months to volunteer in a charitable service, like, I guess, a charity shop where you help out, but as a part of giving something back to charity, to the community, giving your time back. So what you're doing is looking at, these are consequences. The card needs to be typed up. Some would laminate it. You'll need to make sure it's small enough. So you may need to actually reproduce it or shrink it down. onto a sort of a post-it, a large post-it size. Rather than have this in your phone, I would suggest you would need to have it written on a laminated small sheet and kept in your purse, in your wallet. Now, the point is, you've got to have it with you wherever you are. You don't want to be scrambling around in your phone to where did I put it, where did I put it, because your logical, cognitive reasoning, thinking is offline. It ain't going to want you to be doing all of that. You need to just not think, just remember where the card is, find it, look at it, act upon each one that you set out before the eventuality that you're now facing. I hope that's clear. A last key one that I really want to give you, it's called a goodbye letter. A goodbye letter to sex, porn, love addiction. This is a really important exercise. And once again, I stress, you don't prepare this one until you have had a good 1 year of sobriety under your belt. But this would be a lovely anniversary time to do this goodbye letter. What do I mean by it? It's a goodbye letter that you are writing to sex, porn, love addiction. You're personifying love, porn, sex addiction as if it were a person, and you're writing to it as a person, and you're beginning a dear love, dear sex, dear porn addiction. And the goodbye letter can be constructed using the draft type of prompts that I'm going to give to you. But these are just prompts to help you with the content. In no particular order, here are some of the things you might want to include. Tell it why you no longer can be friends with it. That you know life will be different as you leave it behind, but you have no regrets. Explain why you wasted so much time with it, and why you waited till now to leave it behind. Tell it more about the losses to you in letting go. Be honest, be candid, because there were some lush times with it. So you want to tell it about the good times and the losses of letting go, but we know there's so much greater losses in your future. I should say there's so much more benefits in your future for having let it go, and that you're never going back to it. Describe the kind of pain the relationship caused you. Discuss the good and the bad times in the relationship with it. Let's be honest with it. But also tell it what were the harmful consequences. Remember that session where we looked at harmful consequences? Go back to that document, that homework that you did. Find all those harmful consequences to remind yourself. Identify some of them here. These were the harmful consequences that you caused me in my relationship with you.